Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
A passionate devotion to the will of God. His family who went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." Mark 3:21. Fanatic. That's a word which evokes the image of a wild-eyed, sign-toting, religious zealot. And that is unfortunate, really, since fanatic literally means inspired by God. Jesus' popularity with the common people and his zeal for the business of heaven prompted even his friends and family to conclude that he was, beside himself, a fanatic. But for the Christian, there can be no higher compliment, as G. Campbell Morgan explains. Walk with G. Campbell Morgan, an English Bible teacher who traveled extensively in the late 1800s to early 1900s. People today never seem to think that passionate and sacrificial devotion suggests madness in any realm except the spiritual. No one suggests that the athlete who gives himself totally to his sport and sacrifices all for the sake of physical prowess is beside himself. No one imagines that the businessman who is so devoted to amassing wealth that he shortens his life is beside himself. No, this suggestion is retained only for those whose service for the souls of men and women is sacrificial. Let all such servants be comforted. They are in holy comradeship. At the same time, let them determine to be among those who have the highest resemblance to the Son of Man because they are devoted to the will of God. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 3, verses 20 through 35.
Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebul. By the prince of demons he is driving out demons." So Jesus called them over to him and began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house without first tying him up. Then he can plunder the strong man's house. Truly I tell you, people can be forgiven all their sins and every slander they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. They are guilty of an eternal sin. He said this because they were saying, "He has an impure spirit." Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother."
Lord, show me areas of my life in which, because of my fear of being labeled a fanatic, I have ceased to be excited and moved and compelled by you. May I always be a fanatic more of heavenly endeavors than of earthly pursuits, a zealot more for holiness than for hobbies, an enthusiast more of lost sinners than of sports, a lover more of Christ than of personal goals. I pray this in the name of the one whose zeal for his Father's house consumed him. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.